You are the Invictus Generation, and you are showing us all that anything is possible.
Thank you to everyone for an amazing Sydney Games. We'll see you in the Netherlands.
Those are the closing moments from the 2018 Sydney Invictus Games. And while Prince Harry and the Games have left, the work continues in Australia to ensure they're more than a one-off event. Veteran Sport Australia was the charity launched following the Games in 2018. And today it takes on a new name. It's called Invictus Australia. Sir Peter Cosgrove is the former Governor General and is a patron of Invictus Australia and our guest. Welcome.
Thank you, Patricia. It's wonderful to be with you this evening.
How is Invictus Australia building on the work of the 2018 Games?
Oh, it's unashamedly capitalising on the very evocative nature of Invictus, the success of 2018, when Prince Harry was here with his new wife, and there was just a real buzz about the Australian population who just thought that this particular way of engaging veterans and incorporating them into the Australian preoccupation with sport could only be therapeutic, could only be good. Now, with the taking of the name and making it into a constant presence rather than every couple of years where we send veterans off to wherever the games are being held, we're going to be doing it now as an ongoing feature of the way in which veterans are embraced within the wider community through the medium of sport. It's wonderfully therapeutic and just a great thing to do.
Invictus Australia will focus on sports recovery programs for veterans. How vital is that to ensuring a healthy veteran community?
Well, I think it's just one of the mosaic. I mean, all the other vectors of embrace on veterans should continue. Mental health is a precious thing. And for those who are suffering badly, of course, there will be professional help hopefully at every hand. But this is just one of those no-brainers where you say people who have gone through a system where they are energetic, they're well-trained, they love teamwork, they love to participate and belong, can embrace and be embraced by some of these great Australian sports that obsess us all and we feel just a wonderful part of our life. Part of being an Australian is if you've got interest in sport, whether you play it or you just help, you love the idea that you're part of a tribe. And that's what we're doing with Invictus Australia, previously Veteran Sport Australia.
In 2018, Prince Harry said the secret of the Games wasn't about the medical sciences that had saved the lives of many competitors, but was instead about accepting that mental health was the key to recovery. Is that a continuing theme of the organisation?
Yeah, but I would put it rather more prosaically, and that is to find a way of giving veterans, for their own lives, relevance, a point of contact within the wider community, a sense of belonging. All of that's to do with self-esteem. Now, yes, that's mental health. My word it is. We're not going to replace the professional help that many veterans need because of things like PTSD, but by gee, we'll play a very positive role. And if we didn't have this agency, if you like, this sense of purpose about sport and getting people involved, there'd be something missing. Clinicians and all the rest would be doing their work, but there has to be a destination for a veteran who might have some issues or even feeling great leaving the Defence Force but saying, can somebody show me how this weird civilian world works? Some of them have been in for 20 years. I'm imagining a sergeant major going in to become a rugby league referee. Well, I could say that would be good for both sport and for the Sergeant Major.
Last month, new figures from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare showed more than 1,200 Defence Force veterans had died by suicide in the past two decades. That's almost three times higher than the number previously reported. It's staggering, actually. What does that show us about the scale of the mental health crisis in the veterans community?
Well, it shows us that this is something that all of us who are in a position to either lobby or to actually provide assistance ought to be, getting busy to ensure that we have a level of diagnosis and care within the Defence Force that we need to heighten. And certainly for people emerging and who have that extra disorientation that they are out of the internal support network and feeling disenchanted, disorientated, detached, that they have opportunities but also treatment. So we don't want people to ideate that the only way forward for them is to take their life or self-harm. We can't have that. These are people who, by their very service, have made themselves extra precious within the community.
Just finally, Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne will meet the French ambassador next week to try and patch up damaged relations following the AUKUS deal. In September, it was reported you were part of efforts to calm regional disquiet over the new security agreement, meeting former Indonesian officials. What can you tell us about those efforts? And is Australia confident that it's backed by the region?
I'm a supporter of that second track dialogue we have with our Indonesian counterparts. I wasn't actually present there, so I was slightly misquoted. But if I'd been asked, I would have jumped in there with both feet to say to our Indonesian friends, you are our neighbours and our partners. You are our friends. You shouldn't be discomforted by a decision that the government takes for all of the reasons everybody understands. And, Patricia, I note that surprisingly for me, in the short aftermath of the announcement, an opinion poll said that the overwhelming majority of Australians thought, well, fair enough, we really didn't look forward to this day, but needs must. So I think we will be doing a big selling job to our friends and neighbours in the region to say this is because, as a nation, we don't appear to have what we regard as the minimum level of safety and security to satisfy younger Australians that they're growing up with the same sort of birthright of comfort that we had after World War II, when everybody turned spears into ploughshares and Australia became this vast economy. That is being eroded by the level of disquiet that we as a people feel about our place in the sun, in the Indo-Pacific, in the next 30 years or so.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much indeed for your interest in Invictus Australia.
Sir Peter Cosgrove is the former Governor-General and a patron of Invictus Australia. And if you are someone who is experiencing distress, or you know someone who is, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. There's support from Beyond Blue on 1300 224636. And if you or are a serving or a former member of the Defence Force or relative in need of support, you can call the Defence Family Helpline on 1800 624 608. This is RN Drive.